Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Candy wrapper, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 at the top of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Well, God love only.
My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies and Rearranges the Furniture. Now I gotta go get my script out of the bag. I just wanted to move it back a little bit. I don't want these folks on the sides to be, like, staring at our backs the entire time. I do what I can. I should have had to move them when I came in, but they look good from over there. It looked perfect. Thank you guys for coming. I know there's a Orioles-Phillies game going on here downtown. This isn't Doug Loves yelling stupid shit about sports. We're coming to you, in case you haven't figured it out yet, from the Comedy Factory in Baltimore on Saturday, June 9th, 2 Oceans 12, at 4:20-ish. Yeah. Everything's perfect today. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did 2 movie interruptions at the Bonnaroo Music and Mud Festival. Crank 2 High Voltage was pretty fun. Yeah, you like that? Weird-ass movie? I came up with a great drinking game to play during Crank 2 High Voltage. Every time they show the words high voltage on the screen, stop the movie. It happens 3 times, and each time it's like, why are you still watching this? It's insane. But in hindsight, the movie that I chose for the other day at Bonnaroo was a mistake. It was Rambo, the 2008 version. Yeah, and I just didn't, for whatever reason, I didn't remember that there was tons and tons of horrible, genocide-y, torture-y, rapey shit going on before Rambo finally goes, all right, I'll help out. And like, it's really depressing. It's like Brian Posehn said, next we should watch Schindler's List and have some more hilarious laughs. during that. So anyway, it was a little weird at a peaceful, loving music mud festival, but, you know, what are we going to do? Monday night in New York City, I will be recording a premium $2 episode that will be available soon or now in the comedy album section of iTunes. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That, audience edition. This is when I go into the audience to get a couple of options. Let's ask this nice lady right here who's either having a baby or I've really stepped in it. Don't ever make that mistake, you guys. What's a movie that you enjoy?
Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go over here to this nice lady. What's a movie that you like?
Oh, I like your movie.
Super Jaime? Watch Super Jaime, not Wet Hot American Summer. This has been Watch This, Not That, audience edition. Sorry, pregnant lady. There's nothing to win, really. Oh, Bay Area of California. I'll be at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, June 16th and 17th at 4:20 with a different support act each day. You know, it feels weird to be on this stage and not drunk out of my mind. And it's a good thing I'm not drunk because I almost fell right on the person sitting right where our pregnant friend is right now. Oh, well, that'd be the worst thing that could happen. Drunk comic falls on pregnant woman. Ooh. So, judging from your response, a lot of you were here for that. I am drinking today, but this is the first one, and I don't think I can get blackout drunk in the next 90 minutes. But I might as well try. Also, you fuckers sent shots up on stage too, which was not cool. Don't do that again. I'm serious. I totally mean it. From the corrections department, on the last episode I gave out some books and a spirit hoodie, and I didn't know where I got them from, but they were donated by the nice folks at Untitled Magazine. Yeah, you try to remember a magazine called Untitled Magazine. So thanks to them. And oh, and the books were signed, the Bozo book and whatever that other book was. And I've got some more for future dates, but I'm not giving any out tonight because I didn't want to travel with them in my bag. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Kumailin, K-U-M-A-L-I-N, a.k.a. Kumail Nanjiani, past and future guest on the show. He tweeted, "There are two kinds of people in the world, people who have already seen Prometheus and people who haven't been disappointed yet." This has been Tweet Relief, Tweets About Movies. Let's go into the prize bag, you guys. I did bring some prizes. And my guests contributed some prizes. There's lots of, I don't know any other better way to say it, but comic books that are more of the girly variety. What do you call them? Graphic novels? Is that what they call them? And here's another weird thing. A bunch of giant Dilbert panels. Like a whole stack of them. They look like bumper stickers, but no, it's just Dilbert doing stuff. What if I got my ham radio license to compensate for the... Ham radio license? That wasn't funny when it was written. I've got a copy of my friend Tony's in the band Motion City Soundtrack. This is a very new album. It's called Go. Of course, we got my first record, Doug Benson Professional Humor EDM. Got a Freak Dance sticker from the movie Freak Dance. We got the Doug Digs It that I'm giving away on this particular occasion as a copy of Kill Bill Volume 2. And we also have a weird t-shirt that I don't understand, but it's got kind of a Ghostbusters theme to it. No, not Ghost Catchers. But yeah, it says something on it, and it's got a it's something about a robot, but it looks like a Ghostbuster. It's a fun shirt. It'd be good for like wiping down your car. And also a copy of, this is very cool, Best of Chappelle's Show Uncensored, the top 25 sketches. Please, Baltimore, give a big warm welcome to my friends Seth Herzog, Megan Neuringer, and Neil Brennan.
What's up? How are you, Doug?
I'm doing all right.
Hi. Oh, it's a stool, and I'm in a skirt, so.
Oh, nice.
Enjoy
front
my
row.
Enjoy it.
Oh, don't cross your legs.
Believe me, you want me to cross my legs.
Or, you know what, these swivel, let's pretend this is The Voice, and only turn around when you hear something you like. Or The Choice. How come NBC can't sue Fox for coming up with The Choice? A dating game where their chairs spin around. That seems a little too steely.
I didn't watch it.
It's a new show. It's called.
Is that the one that Lopez hosts?
Who?
George Lopez?
I don't think so.
George Lopez does not host. He doesn't host either The Voice or the Choice.
George Lopez hosts a show on Fox.
Burn.
It's a dating show.
He does?
Yeah.
Wow, this guy's giving the long answer.
Yeah.
Wow. We have a Fox exec in the front row. I had no idea.
It's a dating show where he started to go, where one man. Yeah, but anyway, there's a thing called The Choice, and I think it's funny that they got away with that. But Neil Brennan is here, everybody.
Yeah.
And you're here all weekend playing the world-famous Comedy Factory.
I sure am, Doug.
Yeah, yeah. You got two shows tonight.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to come back, they're going to give free thingies. To come back.
A few
one
weeks
dude.
Ago, yeah.
One dude, super, two dudes.
Free things?
Three, four dudes. A lady.
What do you get? What free things do you get?
You get to come back for free.
Oh, it's okay.
See me, yeah.
I caught Neil's set in Charlotte, North Carolina a few weeks ago, and it's super, super duper funny. So
thank
stay
you.
For that
thank
if you guys aren't,
much.
You know, passed out. If you don't overdo it during this show. And then... tomorrow night, or are you done tonight?
I'm done tonight.
Okay, just tonight. But thank you for coming in early and doing this. And I just have one question that all the fans are dying to know, and that is, because you've worked with some amazing people, you directed a film called The Goods.
That is correct.
And, yeah.
Work hard,
so the
sell
question
hard.
Is, the question is, what's it like working with T.J. Miller? They fucking love him.
What are you yelling?
Denver. Oh, geez, Denver. He's from Denver.
Yeah. His impression of, or is it Pete's impression of, it's Pete Holmes' impression of T.J. Miller is, Denver, yeah!
Yeah.
And it's become this stupid thing.
It was amazing, to answer the question. No, I actually said to him at one point, it's actually kind of the meanest direction I've ever given to somebody. I said, TJ, you have a big, stupid face. And you have to play defense against your own stupid face.
That's the direction?
Yeah, that's the direction I gave.
Did you tell him to do anything or just play defense against his
go.
Face?
And action.
Did he take the note?
That was right before he jumped out of the plane that he said
did
that
he,
to him?
Yeah. He took the note?
His yeah, he absolutely approved. Took the note. He had to. What choice did he have? He's got a big stupid face.
Now, and you know now it's on his resume.
I hope so. Special
I
skills.
I play defense against my own stupid face. Yeah.
It's under skills.
Yeah.
Special skills.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who to talk to next. Megan Neuringer is here, everybody.
Yeah.
In a skirt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't warn you about the stools.
No, in my defense... you said, what cute outfit are you going to wear today?
And I did? Took the... what a creep!
I know.
Did I say that to you guys?
No. Yeah.
I did.
You did.
Good.
You said, I hope you're wearing that tight shirt. I said, I'm gonna for you.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't answer the text, but I was like, I guess I gotta dress up. And so I'm wearing...
This seems like something you'd wear on a hot day.
It is.
A hot outfit for a hot day. Am I right, ladies?
It's clean.
All right, cool. And
it's clean.
So. You've done the show, you've done this program, Douglas Movies, out in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And now you're here in Baltimore, but you live in the New York area.
Yes, in the
or
city.
Brooklyn the, or in the city?
I live in Chelsea, actually.
Okay, and your address is? Seth Herzog is here as well.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
That got less applause than a reference of T.J. Miller. Yeah. I'm here in the room, people. I showed up. You just mentioned T.J. and people pee their pants.
Well, he's been on the show many times. This is your first appearance.
This is my first appearance, and I'm very excited.
So we've got to work hard today to get you some sort of catchphrase
that
people will want to repeat and yell when your name comes up later.
I'm in the room. I showed up. There we go. Is that a terrible catchphrase? Worst catchphrase ever?
I'm in the room. I showed up. Yeah. No, it's not very good.
That's not a good catchphrase.
I'm in the room.
I think just I'm in the room is enough.
I'm in the room. I want it to seem awkward. So no one wants to yell the
Mission
whole thing.
Mission accomplished. Go ahead.
It's like vaguely threatening. I'm in the room.
It's vaguely threatening.
Cadence. Yeah. It's like when a stranger calls.
Yeah.
Without phones. Just a guy whispering in the corner. I'm in the room.
I'm in the room.
Get out of the house. I'm in the room.
I showed up.
She finally figures out that it's the guy in the room.
So you, they might recognize you from, you probably pop onto the screen on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
I'm in a lot of the sketches on the Fallon show, about like once a week. I do a character and a bit on the show. Yeah. I'm the dude spoon guy. I spoon with guys on a giant bed from the audience. They reel out a giant bed, and I'm wearing silk boxers, one sock, one fingerless glove, a chain, sometimes a target on the nip, and then I spoon with a guy for 30 seconds who didn't want it.
Oh, they have to not want it?
Some guys want it more than others. It's a surprise. They don't know what's coming. Some guys don't like it. Some guys were shockingly into it. Like, much more than they should be.
And because it's televised, I bet some of them are, like, shivering when you're holding them.
Almost all of them are. And I'm just trying to calm them down, and I'm holding them, and then I whisper...
That would have the opposite effect on me.
Yeah.
If you're stroking me to calm me down.
Exactly. And then the band is playing, the Roots are playing, so no one can hear it, but I'm whispering very normal guy things in their ear while I'm doing it, and no one can hear it till later when the show airs. They turn that up. So you never know what I'm saying until the show actually airs.
I'm sorry. What's normal guy thing?
Like, what are you doing later this weekend? You want to go catch the game? Or are you excited about the Oscars? The Help is like the
feel-good
movie of the decade.
That's not a normal guy.
It's not sexy stuff.
No, it isn't.
Well, unless you think the Help is sexy.
So, with your... busy Fallon schedule because you write stuff for the program.
A little bit here and there. I'm not a writer officially, but I help out with the things I'm in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And so does that keep you too busy to go to movies, or do you ever get?
I go to movies a lot.
What was the last thing that you saw? If you could.
I'm trying to remember
pull
the last thing
the
I saw.
From the memory bank.
I know. I did. I just saw. Well, I saw Book of Mormon yesterday.
That is
so
not.
That's,
a, that's, for, not
that's
a
in
film.
My. I know, but that's freshest in my head.
It's not a film yet.
It will be in like a week. I don't know. What did I just go see? I don't remember. I'm having a brain fart. I have to look through my wallet.
Let's
receipts.
Come back to you.
Yes.
You have your receipts in your wallet?
Yeah.
That's how you remember what you did?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like the guy in Memento, but you don't like
with
tattoos.
Wallet, but with my wallet. I can only remember 10 minutes at a time.
You get accused of rape. Let me check my receipts.
Oh, I did buy a gun and a rope.
All right, we'll skip over to Neil then. What have you
seen? I like that joke. I like it.
It was good, right?
I like the rape joke, yeah.
What did you see?
No, I mean, Neil started apologizing to me, and that's the only time that I started to feel bad about that joke.
No, sorry about that joke. You deserve better than that.
What about you?
I saw The Avengers.
Yeah. Nah.
Nah. Yeah. Nah. I didn't feel it.
Really?
Oh, you know what? This is interesting though. On Twitter yesterday, I wrote a tweet where I said, "Holy fuck, I'm not going to see Rock of Ages."
You're okay? Going to be aggressive about it.
Yeah.
Like tweeting, like, not watching Rock of Ages
now. Yeah, like you can't believe how much I'm not going to see it.
That's like almost a hate crime.
Yeah. Like if it's playing in a mall, I won't go to that mall.
What is it?
All right, but listen.
What is it most that, what appeals to you least about it?
Like vamping. It just looks like him like just breathing hard and like, yeah. And like cruising out.
Yeah,
like
he works very hard in it, I bet.
Yeah, maybe too hard. Then that's it.
Clock out, Tom.
That's basically it. All right, so
Tom Cruise is the only reason? It's not that it's a musical or that it's all shit songs from the 80s.
I'll just listen to those. I don't know if people know, you can download all the songs on iTunes.
What do you mean? If you could just listen to the cast of Glee sing every fucking song.
Yeah, exactly.
Rock of Ages.
It's like high-budget celebrity karaoke. Why wouldn't I want to spend $13 on that?
Exactly. So, I tweet that, unbeknownst to me, Alec Baldwin follows me.
What?
Oh.
Who I like to call the horse whisperer. H-O-A-R-S-E.
Oh, got it. Oh, wonderful.
Very good, very good.
Good, that is good. I'm giving it
very good.
Later. I'll see you guys later. I really almost fell off of this thing.
Alec. Yeah. Alec follows, or I don't know if he follows me or he found out about it. He writes back directly to me, "But you have so much time on your hands."
Oh! Zing!
Which means he like IMDb. He had to do research to know how much time I have on my Wikipedia.
Well, he was already following you, so he's already a fan.
Or not. I don't know.
Hate follow someone.
How many people does Alec Baldwin follow?
Hate follow.
He follows like 200 or something?
Yeah, because sometimes it's like weird that some strange celebrities, like whoever runs Britney Spears' account, follows me.
Yeah.
But Britney Spears follows 2,000 people.
Yeah.
Like, she's not sitting around reading all that shit.
I doubt it.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody that works for her is just going to follow every single person they can think of and be like, make them happy that Britney Spears is following them. But if she makes a movie, I'm going to tweet some shit about it.
Yeah.
And see if she's as clever as Alec Baldwin. Yeah.
Crossroads. That was her big film. Remember that?
Yeah.
Crossroads, the big Britney movie.
I love the music stars that have one movie.
Yeah.
Or maybe also The Preacher's Wife. You know, like sometimes they get a second one.
They get a second one. Or then they just make a whole jump. So that's all they're doing.
She actually did Waiting to Exhale, too. I think. And then she did a TV
and
version of Cinderella.
And
then she said, that's it.
And also... And she has another one that hasn't come out yet.
Too late?
And also...
Too late.
or too soon in the day? Never too soon. All right, well, that's just mean. She's saying, great. Megan, do you have an answer to this question? Seth is... Filing away my receipts.
The answer to the question you just asked me this moment, which question?
Have you been to the cinema lately?
Yes.
What did you see?
I saw Moonrise Kingdom.
That's cute, right?
I am wearing glasses and weird nail color, so of course I saw it. I loved it. You know, I'm twee and pretentious, so I loved it. I think Wes Anderson is back, y'all. No, it was good. I thought it was really good.
He's kind of back. It's not hilarious.
Well, okay.
It's cute.
Look.
And weird.
I struggle with depression, so some things are funny to me that aren't funny to other people. Precocious kids talking about adult relationship stuff.
That was fun.
Appeals to me.
No, that part appealed to me.
Because I
just pretended she was Lana Del Rey as a young girl.
She was.
Right?
She was. That's
it's like
very
a case study.
If you haven't seen the movie, I hope you're enjoying this.
I don't, you know, I don't, I'm not saying this to shit on Baltimore, but I imagine Moonrise Kingdom isn't playing here. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, good. It's going to be here next week. So
I don't mean this to shit on Baltimore, but what a piece of shit city, huh?
And those are the people who live here.
What a backwater ass, real piece of shit. Nothing going on. Can't even get a fucking movie to come to your town? It's not the cast. They just have to send a fucking box of a movie to your fucking town. Get it together. What?
The wire is the best worst thing to happen to this city.
Yeah, it's true.
Did you guys see John Carter? Of course you didn't. It was a bomb. But fucking McNulty is in John Carter. It's like, what are you doing, man? Why are you on Mars instead of in Baltimore? I know you got kicked off the force, but
I thought you said Nick Nolte.
Me too.
And then I realized it was Mick Nolte.
then what happened?
All right, do you have an answer
now? Yeah, no, I can't remember the last thing I saw. I think, like, honestly, like, Bad News Bears or something, 1978. Probably the last movie I saw.
On TV or something.
On TV, yeah. Bugsy Malone, Scott Baio. Last movie.
Do you always name one person that's in the movie?
Yeah, just so we know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Which Bugsy Malone?
Oh, that one.
The non-musical.
Jodie Foster, of course.
Yes.
It's probably a bigger name than
and
Scott Baio.
And the fat kid from Fish.
Not the band, the TV show.
TV show. That's how old I am. I don't think the band had a fat kid in it.
You didn't even think about that. There was a band.
No, I didn't even know there was a band until now.
There's a TV show called Fish that we're all aware of. No one's aware of it.
So, does anyone hunger for games? This first game is probably, you're probably all unfamiliar with this game, and so that'll make it extra fun. It's called ABCD's Nuts. And what we do is we take turns going down the line between the three of you. We'll start with Megan and then go to Neil and then to Seth. And you each have to name a movie that starts with the next letter of the alphabet. Yep. And you can only use movies.
I know what I'm doing.
You can only use movies that start with the when you're on the letter T.
All right, that was my only question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people.
We'll be here all night if you can use every movie that begins with the in whatever letter. The
Do
next.
Do you go?
No. But I used to play, but I win every time. So. And not because I'm better at it, because I play every time, and you guys are just finding out about it now, so I have a little bit more of a game head going on. But we've added, it's just me. It's just Doug Loves Movies, not We Love
Your
Movies.
Staff.
The Royal Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah. Each of you get one Doug out, and that means, it's like Cash Cab, you get one chance to say, Doug, just help me out with this one. And I will say a movie for you. If I can think of one, I might fuck up. But if I can think of one, I'll say one. And then you only get that one time. You know, it's like the street shout out or whatever. And you only
could
get
Could you explain this more?
Yes.
Wow.
And last person standing or sitting on a stool in a skirt wins. And let's start, Megan, with the letter A.
Annie Hall.
Bam!
Bad News
Bears.
It's
that easy.
Nice.
That's the Bad News Bears.
Out!
Okay, Seth, the letter is B. No. Well,
the remake was the? We're sure about that?
Yeah.
The Dick Linklater one?
I don't think they ever just call it Bad News Bears. No.
We're sure.
The Bad News Bears.
Go ahead.
You should have an expert with a computer who's always could check that shit out.
We had portable computers.
On their phones.
Is it the Prometheus?
Right.
You don't have to be an expert to know it's the Bad News Bears. And I could be
what?
Wrong.
The remake is Bad News Bears. Oh! Damn!
Wait, is it the in your fucking face?
Wow.
Oh, shit.
That got real quick.
But you were just guessing.
No, I wasn't. I knew that it was...
That's the one change that they made when they remade it. They're like, we gotta change something.
That's all I need, bro.
Yeah, instead of the coach taking him to... He takes him to Hooters in the new one.
Yeah.
And in the first one, he just took him to... He just gave him beers. Right?
Yeah.
They're like,
the Bad News Bears is too wordy.
No, let's make it flashier.
Sleek it up.
You know, it really pops.
Yeah. But anyway, so you did it. You're still in. All right.
C.
C is your letter, Seth.
California Sweet?
Sure.
What's wrong? That's a great movie.
It is.
It exists.
Yeah, yeah. It does. Michael Caine? No. Megan? D.
Drop Dead Fred.
It's the, check it, it's the.
The Drop Dead Fred.
Okay, E for Neil.
Elephant.
Just Elephant.
Yep.
Yeah, it was that Columbine-ish.
Yeah.
Was it Columbine or
Gus
ish?
Van Sant.
It was
directed.
Columbine-ish.
Ish, okay.
Gus Van Sant.
It was esque. Derivative.
Yeah, it was total hack.
What a ripoff.
Yeah. So not how it happened. Go ahead.
Hey, but that ties a couple of things together because that is the elephant in the room. Bam.
I'm in the room too now.
Oh, he's also in the room.
Yeah,
I just lost my catchphrase.
got jacked.
F.
Firestarter.
Nice. G.
This is more testing my knowledge of the alphabet.
Yeah, yeah. What's next? What letter's next?
G is... It's not called Garp, so I can't use that movie.
Think of another one fast. G.
Garfield.
Three, two, yes, Garfield. Or you could have gone Garfield 2, A Tale of Two Kitties.
I hate sequels.
H.
Heaven Can Wait.
Mm-hmm. Wait, which one? Warren Beatty?
Yeah,
or...
the Beatty one, not the original. Not the black and white.
Okay. How Seth about... gets I?
Invincible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Whoopi Goldberg.
I love it. Every movie she says gets applause, so it's like it's the most amazing idea anyone's ever had, ever.
Everybody thinks I'm stupid, so they're like,
they're encouraging you?
Retard.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kate and Leopold.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get applause breaks.
All right, I got to do this. No dugouts. You guys are too good at this. Crossing that off.
Oh, no more lifelines.
Yeah, yeah, you're on your own. Seth gets...
L?
L, sure.
That
begins with you. Let's go to Megan. What's your L one?
Love and Other Drugs?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a great movie if you like tits. Megan?
Manhattan.
Very nice. N for Neil?
Yeah.
N is for Neil.
My tits.
Everyone's going to walk out of here with a catchphrase.
Feels good, bro.
And people are going to yell it at you all the time, and you're going to go to Africa.
I want to point out, the one black guy here started the applause break on that. He's like, I knew we would fucking pay, coming to Doug would pay off. some white shit, baby, but this is, every once in a while throwing some black shit. Never say never again.
Yes, I would ask you to do that. It's a good life lesson, that title.
Othello. Mm-hmm. It's been a few productions of Othello.
Sure, or you could just go, oh. Right, black guy?
Oh, right, oh, yeah.
Black
guy?
Black dude? Yeah, black dude.
I don't consider that a real movie.
O-Face, the movie.
Really, it's his favorite movie of all time. You racist. You racist.
Who was in that? Was that Mekhi Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Julia Stiles? Are you serious? Like, I mixed up Mekhi Pfeiffer and Julia Stiles.
No, Julia Stiles played O in that production. I don't know if you saw that.
You got the wrong lady.
All right, Megan, you get P.
Pritzi's Honor.
Very, nice. Very good.
Movies I don't care about.
Now she finally didn't get an applause break. She was like, going for it, nothing.
Pritzi's Honor.
And if I'll tell you right now, if we get to Z with nobody missing, we're going to stop the stupid game.
Quiz show.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't even bother looking it up. There's no the on that one.
Ramblin' Rose.
Laura Dern, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Look it up. S for Megan. There's a lot of them.
Well, Saving Private Ryan.
Why do you say it like
she says cheating, it like it's
cheating.
A cop out? Like obviously Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, there's that one.
I was gonna say Shenandoah, but I think it was a miniseries from the time before I was born.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a musical.
I think Saving Private Ryan was a good way to go. Just try to win. Don't worry about how you do it.
That's my philosophy.
T. Neil.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. He used the option to use the word the.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
You in the room.
UHF, wasn't that a film?
Yeah.
Michael Richards.
Was in it, yes.
Michael Richards was in that. Silly movie.
Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles. Mekhi Pfeiffer.
V, Megan.
Victor Victoria.
Victor / Victoria. W for Neil.
When a Stranger Calls. I'm in the room.
Now it's yours. Now you own it.
X.
X?
Yeah, you can't say Zardoz.
I can say fucking Xanadu, though.
Yeah.
Come on. Is there any other movie that begins with X? No.
Yes, X-Men, X2, X-Men
I don't know what you're
class,
talking about. I have no idea
X-Men,
what you're talking about.
X-Men, Origins, Wolverine.
I am a child of the 70s.
Why?
You only live once? It's twice.
All right, so this now it's going head to head. We're going to move a little faster now, and we're going to keep going through the alphabet. Yeah, you still have to do Y. You could cheat and just say you only live.
You only live three times? No, you only live twice. Yeah. No, all right, you can't
Garfield,
take it.
Garfield 3, you only live seven times.
No, here you go. You can't take it with you. I'm old fashioned.
Nice.
Okay.
Four people know that movie.
Z.
Zebrahead.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Neil. Three. Two.
About last night.
Yeah. Dot, dot, dot. B, Seth.
Being there.
Mm-hmm. C, Neil. Three.
Can...
Two. One.
Can you do
Seth
it?
Is our winner!
There's not a movie called Can You Dig It? I just took
Can you
believe
get behind that?
Can was, you dig it?
I had no D's.
Really?
That is a wildly difficult game.
I was literally like thinking, all I was thinking difficult. Was Dumbo Drop, but it was really Operation yeah, Dumbo
yeah,
Drop. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They didn't just, it wasn't just dropping an elephant for no reason. It was a specific operation to achieve some goal that I never figured out.
I just let it cut to the meat.
Well, that was an exciting game of ABCD's Nuts. Yeah, we did it. And because Seth is our winner, that means he gets to go first and build a title.
Nice.
Then we'll switch the order around. We'll go to Neil and then to Megan. And the first title suggested...
You should explain this game a little bit.
Oh, okay. I thought you knew this one, maybe.
I may. I don't know the titles always.
We start with a title of a movie,
right.
And then you add to it, you add other words to it on the beginning or the end, and it's a sound-alike game, so you don't necessarily have to, you know, it's I will judge, and judge harshly.
Can you give me an example?
Yes, I can.
Great.
Let's say the first movie is Godfather. You can add to the beginning, you could go, oh, Godfather. Or if you wanted to add to the end, you could go, Godfather of the Bride.
Got it.
And then people
Got
have
it.
To keep doing adding on to it like that.
And they have to be real movies, not movies
yes.
that you wish were made.
Can't be stuff you made up.
You can't make up movies. And our guy that looks shit up decided to go take a crap all of a sudden. Oh, you're going to go look something up?
That's a euphemism for taking a shit for him to him. I got to go look something up in the toilet.
In the toilet. Up my ass.
As soon as his pants hit the floor, I'm in the room. Come on, bath. Okay. So you'll get the hang of it, or you won't. Doesn't really matter. Nobody wins or loses. They just lose or win. And Seth gets to start. The at Zombie Freak on Twitter suggested, in honor of Baltimore, and I agree, Pink Flamingos. So you need, and you know Rock of Ages is from the director of Hairspray.
Yeah.
Okay.
Small world.
I mean, as long as we're talking about Baltimore. So, Pink Flamingos. So you have to add to the beginning or end of Pink Flamingos. What do you got?
Oh, man. Pretty in Pink Flamingos.
Yeah. You went totally obvious with that, and I...
Well,
I commend
I know how
you.
Much time
I commend
I,
you. It's all about winning.
I didn't know how much time I had to think of it. I would have thought of something.
Also, I don't know what else you would have thought of.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know how many movies end in pink. Probably not too many. So, Neil...
Or Pink Flamingos Kid? Would that have worked?
I'm going to murder you. Do you really think that's what it was called?
What?
Was the kid in Pink Flamingos the child of
no,
a, of
I'm
a
saying,
Pink Flamingo?
No, I'm saying if you want to go a different movie...
Yeah,
like here's
the,
his,
the
here's
Flamingo a, Kid. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Would that have worked or not have worked?
No,
because
what was
because
the Flamingos.
It's Flamingos. Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was Matt Dillon.
Oh, right. All right, that's what I thought.
Fisher
that's
Stevens.
All right, that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Show off. Look that up.
Yes.
Wait a second. What did you go do? You got back so
fast.
What are you, the world's fastest? What are, you peed that fast?
Did you do it on the way?
Yeah.
I got to go over here and pee.
He just peed on the way until he's done, then walked back. It is Baltimore?
Baltimore. But seriously, what a piece of shit city, right?
Okay,
I like
so,
how you were bragging about The Wire. They shot it here because it was the only city cracky enough.
It's still, you can't take away from the fact that it's a great show.
Oh, it's a great show, but yeah, they shot it, let's be clear, they shot it here because you have a very cracky town.
I mean,
they're like, Philly, not cracky enough.
Everybody in the front row is missing teeth.
Hey.
And this is for those at home. That's because you keep kicking them.
It's everybody that doesn't do crack is here today.
every single person.
I was going to say,
in Baltimore.
Judging from The Wire, which is all I know about Baltimore, there's a shockingly large amount of white people here.
I know. I don't know how they do it.
I didn't think this was this many in the area.
Good luck, everybody. That's why my show ends while the sun is still out. I want to get back to the hotel alive. And then get killed in my hotel room. I've always dreamed of going that way. Okay, so you have pink flamingo. Pretty pink.
Are we going? Now we're going this way?
Yeah, yeah. So you have Neil has to go next. And he has to end in pretty or begin with flamingos. Or you can use like part of the word. So you can go with ghosts. Flamingos.
Here's an interesting question. Could I do... I don't know. This is more a rules question.
Okay.
Could I go the pink flamingo like the movie Go? Mm-mm. No. All right. I'm just curious. Hey, guys, I'm just spitballing.
Or he could use pretty as the end of something,
too. That
doesn't
build it on it at all. Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I can't think of anything that ends in pretty.
Do we have to respect spelling, or does it have to just be sound?
No, it's sounds. But sounds that actually sound like the word. You can't can't stretch it out to your needs. Yeah, yeah. Shh, 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 shh.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's an interesting way to go.
That's interesting. Huh. I didn't consider that. How about pink flamingo stead?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it's done. Nothing like an audience assist. This isn't like when I had a 9-year-old on the show. You guys don't need to help. Okay, flamingos dad. So it's pretty in pink flamingos dad.
Daycare.
Huh? Yeah.
You said D-care? D-daycare?
Dead-D-daycare.
Dead-D-daycare, okay.
I was stroking out, but I came up with a film title.
D-day, are you okay? D-daycare.
Dead-D-daycare.
Stroking
are
out.
Are you lost?
That's a great expression.
D-daycare.
D-daycare.
Okay, so now we go back to Seth. Yeah. Pretty in pink flamingo ghost daddy daycare. So care...
Yeah.
Or
pretty.
Ends in pretty. I think I have one. I'm sure audience members do, and they're being very, very respectful of not yelling it out. Maybe that was a ghost that yelled earlier. Patrick Swayze, everybody.
Can you say...
Oh, shit! There's a penny going up the side of that wall!
You could do,
Sure you could.
Daddy Day Carry.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a Care Bears movie, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Daycare.
Carrie, the movie Carrie.
Daddy Daycare works for me. I like it. Daddy Daycare. So we've got pretty in pink flaming ghost Daddy Daycare. So you need something that begins with Carrie or E, the sound E. Or ends in pretty. Those might be stoppers.
That's not
without
easy,
yelling though. It out. Does anybody have any? Okay. All right. Settle down. Oh, I've got a good one. I've got one. You got anything?
Daddy Day Carey and the Hendersons.
Oh. Is that legal?
Kahari. Hey, could you help me carry my luggage?
That's the fun of the game, right? Stupid shit.
All right, you're out, but you'll be back. You'll be back.
Oh, fuck.
We play several rounds of this game, so you'll be back. You got anything, Megan? Care E. It so doesn't help when I do that.
No.
Like it's like on Password they used to like draw out a word, you know, care E.
I don't think this is a return to Eden.
Carrie.
Wait a second.
Turn T.
Carrie turn. Oh, I see. I think it's exit to E.
I think it was this, yeah.
It might be what you're thinking about, where Rosie O'Donnell wears dominatrix outfits.
That Rosie O'Donnell nudist film, it didn't take off the way they'd hoped.
I'm shocked.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Late Dan Aykroyd, yes. Not early Dan
not
Aykroyd.
Not sexy, yeah. Take your clothes off Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. No, I was definitely thinking of that one. Is there a movie? Wait, what? Return to Eden?
TV series, you son of a bitch. Go to the bathroom. Stay where you are and go to the bathroom.
But he's my only friend here.
Oh.
All right, now you guys are getting a little yappy.
He's right, though.
Follow pregnant lady's lead and sit and enjoy the show quietly, hoping your water doesn't break. Laughter induces. How close are you? 2 weeks?
Oh, it
might,
could
tonight
happen
be
now.
Tonight, yeah. This
let's
might
make
be
it
a
happen.
Yeah, let's go preemie. All right. So Seth won that round, everybody.
Thank you.
I'm in the room. That's where that really comes in handy, yeah. This could be your opening too when you first walk out on stage.
Yeah.
I'm in the room.
Just stating the obvious, really.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so who was last to... You were last to not think... Okay, so... I didn't mean to put it that way, but just trying to figure out who should go next. We'll start with Neil, and then go back towards Seth. We'll go in the opposite direction. And Neil, you're suggested by someone on Twitter whose Twitter handle is No Mommy No. So I think
that's Alec Baldwin. That's Alec Baldwin, isn't it?
No, mommy, no. No, mommy, no. And your first starter title is Shutter Island.
All right, is this one of those the things again?
What?
Like if I say Shutter Island of Dr. Moreau, it's the island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, we just dropped the in this game.
So we don't need to worry
about it. Yeah, it gets very confusing.
Doug, you've got my answer.
Shutter Island of Dr. Moreau. Now again, is this the first one or the second one? Doesn't really matter, but if you do want to see Val Kilmer do an awesome impression of Marlon Brando, watch the more recent Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only good thing in it, and that really tiny man.
That's where Mike Myers got the idea for Mini-Me from that movie.
What?
He got the idea for having Mini-Me from the Island of Dr. Moreau.
You know, if you're going to sit here and slip in interesting facts about movies, that's not what this is about. This is about getting fucked up and not making any sense. All right. Thank you, though. Shutter Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, it's to me?
I think so. Didn't we say that? Oh, no, we're going to Seth. I'm sorry.
Oh, we're going to me.
Relax. Oh, she's got something, though.
Wow, okay, hold on.
All right.
Bro.
I'm going to move around weirdly.
Take your time with that.
We got to do something up here. Thinking is not interesting.
No, thinking is not interesting at all.
Yeah, are you out?
Sure. No, never out. Never say die.
Okay, has to end in shut.
Right.
Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, could you do something like Dr.
Okay, you're out.
Let's give me an example.
What do you have, Megan?
Eyes Wide Shut, Turan.
Yes. Someone else is in the room.
I'm not going to drop my mic. It's so dented. So dented.
Already, every mic that you, whenever we go to a comedy club, they're all dented as fuck. Because it's never unfunny to drop a microphone.
Yep.
I'm not even going to tell him which one of us did that. The listeners are going to be like, who did it?
Okay, so are you with
us? Eyes Wide Shut, Shutter Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
God, you devil.
Oh, God, you devil. That's right.
Yeah.
Moreau, God, you devil. All right, Seth.
Sets out, I thought.
Oh, you were out?
Well, apparently.
Okay, back to Megan.
Yeah, it's your game.
Back to Megan.
Okay.
The Hills Have Eyes Wide Shut. Their Island.
Hills Have Eyes Wide Shut. Der Island of Dr. Moreau. God, you devil.
In a blue dress.
Yeah. Megan, you've got Hills Have Eyes Wide Shut. Der Island of Dr. Moreau. God, you devil. In a blue dress.
No movie ends with the, huh?
No, you could do Hills. We'll drop the. Or something that ends in Hill. I just thought.
House on the Hill.
I thought of one.
House on the Hill.
Is that real? First of all, before you look it up, who's in it?
Horror actors.
All right, look it up. Is there a movie? Yeah.
There is a movie called House on the Hill.
She's right. What's weird is it's not even a horror movie. They just cast horror actors in a drama.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
What is it?
It's House on Haunted Hill.
House on Haunted Hill. You're out!
Neil takes it.
Yeah, Neil gets that point.
Is that a yoga pose?
I don't know what
it
is.
Glad I didn't win.
It was some, like a crotch chop yoga pose.
I would have gone Hamburger Hills Have Eyes Wide Shutter Island of Dr. Moreau God You Devil in the Blue Dress. Anyone?
Dress to Kill.
Dress to Kill. Nice, nice. Okay, so we got Neil has 1 point, Seth has 1 point. We'll play to two or until this has gone on for too long. And the next suggestion, so Neil got that point, so we will start with... Who got knocked out first that round, Seth?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll start with Megan and then go towards Neil. And it's at Ed Musinc. I don't even know what that name is supposed to mean. Ed Musinc. Ed Musinc.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, okay. No, you're just your name, right? Megan Neuringer, at Megan Neuringer, at Neil Brennan, at Seth Herzog.
No, yeah. THEZOG, the Zog.
The Zog?
It's an old nickname from when I was like in eighth grade. And it's shorter than my actual name.
By three letters.
Yep. Hey, those are important on Twitter.
It can make all the difference.
So who did I say was starting it?
I don't know.
Okay. Beastmaster.
Same game?
Yeah.
All right.
We play it until it's extremely tedious, as opposed to mildly tedious. Which is where we're at right now. Beastmaster.
Is there some dumb movie called Mark of the Beast?
You can't play it that way.
You can't have him look up, oh, yes, there is, randomly.
Yeah, yeah. It has to be something that you know is a movie. Yeah, yeah. That's part
can
of the
Can we ever be certain
part
of
the challenge.
Anything? Really?
I'm pretty sure Beastmaster is the name of a movie.
Okay, so you're out this round, but you'll have another chance, I'm sure. Oh, maybe you won't. Yeah. Neil, what do you think?
Beastmaster of Puppets?
That's an album.
Right, but I...
Seth is going to win this round without doing anything.
Simply by being in the room.
You got it. No, you got
it. Look it up. Fuck that. Fuck it. That was my catchphrase. I took it from you.
I would have said Beast, Master, and Commander.
Nice. We have a winner.
Wait. Full title.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? What's the full title?
Master and Commander.
Oh.
Then what else does it say in
There's
the
no
title?
Way he gets
right.
This.
There's a
no
parenthetical.
There's no way he's gonna get this.
Beast, Master, and Commander, like
semicolon.
The jerking the off of the it. Ship. The guy on guy love? Was it Ghost Protocol?
Master and Commander fiddling on a boat.
Fiddling on diddling. The diddling.
No, what I'm sorry. It? This round we have no one.
Far side of the world.
No one gets a point. It's called the far side of the world.
The audience wins that one, right?
They yeah, yeah. Audience gets a point.
Called ingratiating yourself with the crowd. You understand.
No, I called them toothless. They hate me.
Yeah.
They know they're not toothless. Raise your hand if you're toothless. There's one crack addict right over there. But he looks strong and happy in every other regard. So he's making it work. He's probably an extra in The Wire. Probably made a good living for 5 seasons. Okay, Reefa. Oh wait, so we'll do the same thing again. We'll start with Megan because everybody crapped out on that one. But I would have gone Beauty and the Beast, Master and Commander. Yeah. Reefa, R-E-E-F-A underscore K, who's here today, I think.
That doesn't mean.
Why would Kermit the Frog call himself Reefa? Reefa said she was going to be here. The movie suggested by Reefa, also a Baltimore classic, is called Tin Men. Yeah. Tin Men.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
What can you do with that, Megan?
Tin Man on the Moon. Men? It's men? I can't.
No, Tin Men. You're out.
It's Man on the Moon, yeah.
You can't pluralize movie titles just out of desire?
Yeah, I'm kind of weird about stuff like that.
Okay.
Hey, but if you were 9 years old, I might let it slide.
Tin Men in Black.
Yeah, Tin Men in Black.
Nobody can hear you. No one can hear you.
No one can hear you. You've abused your microphone too much.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't work. You'll be the silent guest for the rest of the show. Here, you know how to do that. Yeah. Oh yeah. Put it in there.
Yeah. Not so
harder,
easy, is it?
Harder.
I don't know, my mic is weirdly mad at me now.
I can't blame it. You're very abusive to your microphone. What do you got, Seth? Tin Men in Black. Tin Men in Black.
Cula. Little Blackula.
Yeah, Blackula. Tin Men in Blackula. That would be a good movie.
That was really good.
I was thinking about, what's that Chronicles of Riddick movie? Something Black? Pitch Black, but that's the blacks of the attack. Okay,
yeah. It's
different.
Totally not worth bringing up.
Not worth bringing up. I just didn't know if it was the second or third, first word.
Okay. So we go back to Neil. Tin Men in Blackula. So you need something that begins with La or ends in Tin. Or Seth is going to take this whole thing down.
Megan's miming something.
I'm trying to feed his brain with my brain.
Tin.
But wait. Your brain hasn't been able to do this.
But I got something now.
It's a lot easier once you're out. Then you're, I got a million of them.
Tin Men in Blackula Bamba.
Blackula La Bamba. You'd watch that.
That would be.
Thank
such
you
a...
for sitting up front. That's awesome.
Black dude.
Give us a nice go-to. Represent. Okay, so
in the room.
Back to Seth.
Can we do Tintin?
Yeah.
What? You can't. It was just called Tintin.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was called The Adventures of Tintin.
Oh.
It still works.
But there was in such small writing.
You really shouldn't get another try. You,
I know, I really shouldn't.
You did say something.
I did, so that should have been my guess.
You're out. Neil's all our right. winner.
La Bambi.
What?
I just took a guess that was so wrong. Nobody heard it.
La what? La Bambi?
Yeah.
Bambi! Where is Bambi? The forest is on fire. We can't find Bambi. Maybe Bambi started the fire. Bumblebee. What would you guys do with Ba? Bamba. Bottle rocket. Bomb bottle rocket. Yeah, pushing tin on the other end. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. Yes, pushing tin on the other end. Because I always pick titles that have, like, you know, at least one thing you could say on either end that I can think of.
Was Rin Tin Tin a TV show or movie?
Rin Tin Tin, The Dog to Save Hollywood was a movie, and also wouldn't work in this circumstance.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that was...
You have a straight-up booger, I'm pretty sure.
What?
Is that like a bug? A yeah, booger. Or giant hair. That's a bug. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have a straight-up booger.
Now it's just in your hands.
No, it's Baltimore.
This is the voice.
It's Baltimore. It's fine. You can leave boogers on your head.
Yeah.
Baltimore. I don't know the rest of that song, but...
I like that you called it a straight-up bug.
Yeah. It's a straight-up bug.
It's not a straight-up bug.
You got a bug, boo. All right. The final title there was Tin Men in Black Yilla Bamba Boog. And now this is where it really gets serious. Let's see your name tags, Baltimore.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Oh my God.
These guys fucking come to play. Even when I was drunk, I remembered this.
Let me see what it is.
You guys are serious.
Oh. They are dead. This is crazy.
Yeah.
This I just met them, and this is crazy.
An amazing array of name tags. So each of you, go put your microphone down and go into the audience and select the person you like to play for. Whatever name tag speaks to you the most.
I feel so bad, because everyone made such great name tags, but only three people are going to get picked. I already feel bad.
Yeah, that's what happens every time.
I pick a woman to make love to? Is that what happens?
That is kind of amazing. But you didn't put much effort into it except you bought pastries. That was the only effort you put into it.
Seth, put your microphone down
okay.
And go pick a name tag. There's something in a wrapped up box. He's taking the lid off to show it to you. It might be a puppy. American Gigolo album. He just wrote Maddie on there. It's pretty creative. This guy has a sign that just says Dong on it. Heather has a big woot monkey and a baby on the way. Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Toss it.
Someone's got a TJ sign. Someone's got TJ's head on a stick.
Oh, my God, TJ.
Right there.
Regan Robin, yeah! But then there's a guy with a weird furry hat that says Andrew Boyd on it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. And what was the delicious treat over there?
She brought treats with her name on it.
What is it? Yeah, sure.
We don't deserve it.
Bring it
to me. Pick you. It's terrible.
Let me see it. What is it? Oh, it's like apple turnovers. And what's your name you wrote on there? Nikki? You wrote Nikki over bakery. Oh, and you have a shithead on the back? All right, since you brought these, maybe I'll read your shithead.
We also just got another treat from someone else.
Oh, wow. What's that? Some sort of egg or something.
Brownies.
Why is Jennifer Goodwin a shithead? Do you hate Mormons? Right, wasn't she's on Big Love? Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna just stomp on that. Trying to make way. And Justin from the audience just contributed to the prize bag a double DVD of Bloodsport and Time Cop.
Nice.
So we'll put that in there. We'll put the Jennifer Goodwin as a shithead in there. Whatever that is, it's like a chocolate egg. Really? I gotta eat it? Oh my God, somebody else is approaching the stage. What the hell is this? I'm pretty sure I know what this is. This is Omar being interrogated on The Wire. It's a drawing of that. I forget the name of the... No, I know Omar. What's the lawyer's name? Okay. And then it says, gun equals suitcase or satchel. I've got the gun, you've got the briefcase. That's... Who? You're saying this like you're the one that handed it to me. Well, yeah, that's all you guys do here is watch The Wire, right? But nice work, dude. Keep it for what? You think I might need to jerk off later? Omar! Oh! I've got the gun, you've got the suitcase.
I've got the boner.
Briefcase.
Oh, okay, there's a bunch of them in there. Well, let's guess what they are. This is a fun wire guessing game. Are they all the wire?
They're all the same.
Oh, they're the same thing? All right, let's guess what they are. Which one, what is this? Oh, and there's a note, too, in a nice manila folder. All right. I try to tell people don't bring me stuff because it's just, you know, because why does the maid in my hotel room want this shit? But...
He worked hard on that, like a good hour.
He did, but why do I need a bunch of them?
Hand them out.
To who?
The people. They want... That's cool.
Where'd he go? Would that be rude for me to just start handing them out to people? Okay. It was too funny to pass up. I will keep one of them in your nice note, and then we'll leave some right here, and people could just come grab one if they want a depiction of Omar on the witness stand. Doug, enclosed are a few original prints depicting a famous scene from HBO's The Wire. Seeing as you're in Baltimore, I thought it was appropriate. Feel free to keep them, give them to your guests. Oh, you guys could have them if you want.
Oh, don't, thank you. I wasn't aware.
Don't put this on us.
I'm paying it forward. Put them in a prize bag, whatever. You rock, keep up the great work. And I'll read his Twitter name because it is good. He did do a good job with the art on that. It's at Dude Exclamation. Dude Exclamation name. Is his name. Yeah. You should accept gifts in gracefully, but it's hard for me to do because you guys want me to be so fucking fat. Bringing me food all the time. It doesn't even have weed in it. What's that about?
Oh! It does?
Oh! Well, then in that case, I'm definitely hanging on to that. God, it's so heavy. You can't possibly eat this whole thing, right? What the fuck is it even? Oh, it's a bunch of brownies.
Shitheads, Jennifer,
oh, okay.
Good one.
I thought it was like one big thing, but it's a bunch of little brownies.
So you could possibly eat the whole thing slowly.
Oh, that's going to kick in. Definitely can taste the extra magic ingredient. Hey, it doesn't have nuts in it, does it? I'm allergic to nuts. All right, let's see who we're playing for. Somebody went for the big box.
Yeah.
Seth chose the big box.
Michael, I love that you carried this with you to the show.
God damn it.
Like, look, cookies. He's got cookies, a whoopee cushion, a penguin, an Orioles Pez, Captain America, Mr. Bill doll? What the hell? Mystic River and Friday Night Lights, the books? Finally, it came out on book.
I think Mystic River started as a book.
I know. It's sort of like, oh, this is now a responsibility to sit there and read this.
But I guess they both started out as books. But yeah. Well, thanks for bringing that box of stuff, Michael.
And then here, we got... Are these laced with anything?
Do the cookies have anything in?
Straight from Giant. Is that the name of your dealer? Right?
That was the one.
Yeah. Safeway. It's a surname.
Okay, Neil, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Steven, the black guy in the front.
So it didn't even matter what his name tag was. You just were excited.
I'm playing for black guys. Steven.
But it looks like it's a VHS tape of something.
Yeah.
What's on it?
I don't know.
You didn't even know?
Some black shit.
I think it's Blackula.
Okay, Steven, thank you for that. And Megan is playing for Dirt Merchant.
I'm good, thanks.
You know, there were a lot of signs that people put a lot of effort into. Some great puns, Drag Me to Mel. I didn't represent any ladies. I just went with, like, you know, Dirt Merchant, the grimiest sign I could find, because it was like a personal neg to this whole show.
All right. You know, people went to some effort, and then you picked that. It's
It's really not fair.
It's more a reflection of my own self-esteem.
It's kind of a slice of life, though. He did it in the car. He's bragging about it. Well, what amazing penmanship you have. Did you wait until you got to a stoplight to scrawl "dirt merchant"? Or was the car moving? Because that would be impressive. Jesus. What's the poster?
Did you take this from a homeless guy?
I think so.
What's the poster that, on the other side? Phantom of the Paradise in 6D? What does that even mean? Do guys in the Phantom of the Paradise helmets come out and slap their dick in your face? Oh man, there were so many dicks. It was at the Autograph Playhouse, Baltimore Rock Opera Society. Okay. Well, there you go, Dirt Merchant. And that's your real name, Dirt Merchant? Okay. Let's go with that. Okay, so Neil won the last game that we played, so he gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. That means you get to pick a category. And then where do we go from there? Which way were we going last time? Let's go to Megan. Just because Seth's mouth's full of cookie.
Which is really good. I'm starting to peak right now.
And you're gonna get on a train to Philadelphia with that big box of stuff?
Now I realize now it's a responsibility I have. Just a big responsibility.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
I'm going to just take the stuff I like.
That sounds good.
Mr. Bildall, yeah.
Okay, Neil, let's start with you. You get to pick from these three categories.
Passing cookies out to the audience. Now.
There's a jar full of cookies. I'm not going to eat all of them.
Pass them.
I may have been drunk, but the last time I do remember there was a big pizza cookie, and everyone ran up and took part of it.
Hey, Seth, give them the whole fucking thing.
Yeah,
I want some of them.
Just give them all away if you're going
to
do that.
Yeah, he handed one to a person in the audience. Just hand out the bucket, man.
Anybody?
Hey, if somebody could bring
it. They only taste a little weird. There's like a little acidic taste to it. No one wants it. Hey, black guy.
Did that really just happen? Oh, Lord. One guy in the audience said to another specific person in the audience, "Hey, black guy." That's also how you get crack in this town. Hey, black guy.
Anybody else over here?
Hey, black guy, my drink fell on the floor.
Oh my god.
Boo.
Well,
it fell on the dirt merchant. Would you like another beer, Megan? You good?
I'm good, but I could always be gooder.
Okay, let's
take another.
If anyone from the awesome Comedy Factory is listening, I would like a vodka and soda, and she would like another light beer. Are you good, Neil?
Yeah, I'm good.
And Seth, do you
I'm still rocking this.
All right. Yeah, you got to wash down those cookies.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Which category would you like, Neil? Would you like Prometheus? That's movies that have a prom in them. Or, suggested by @I'mRonRio, Needful Strings. That's movies that have puppets in them. Or, @DickCheney420 suggested...
He's here. He's here.
Is that him right there?
That's you? He suggested Baltimore. That's movies that feature Jay Moore. Baltimore.
I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Okay.
Me and Jay Moore were roommates in the 90s, and he once jerked off into one of my socks. 100% true. 100% true.
Wouldn't have been so bad if you weren't wearing it at the time.
Bang.
Are you sure it was only once?
The one that, yeah. No.
One that you knew of.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. All right, here we go. You get to pick between two different years. I'm sorry I keep turning my butt in the face of a pregnant woman. Would you like 1997 or 2002?
Let's go 1997.
All right. People over there are excited about that choice.
It was a great year.
Oh, that's a year.
It was a good year, man.
That's a year that happened. Yeah, Denver.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean the room, yeah! 3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie. Now, you guys, as the audience knows, not to yell out. This is just between the 3 players on stage. And Neil, he gives it 3 stars. It's from 1997. He calls the movie cute, and he also calls it barely credible. So, and 3 stars. So I lens all over the map on this one. And he lists 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 names. So how many names do you think you can name this movie in? Neil B?
3.
That's a strong opening bid. Which way did I say we were going to go? To Megan. Okay, Megan. So you can either say less names or tell them to name it.
Name it.
All right. Let me give you your 3 names.
All right.
Do you need the clues again?
No.
Cute, barely credible.
Yep.
That's my Twitter bio.
Your 3 names are Ann Twoney. T-W-O-N-E-Y. Tooney, Faith Prince, and Kevin Dunn.
Those are people that were in the movie?
Those people that saw it.
Husband of Nora Dunn. Kevin Dunn is the husband of Nora Dunn, and he played the dad in all the Transformers movies.
The movie was picture perfect.
That's correct.
He only did 2 movies.
Yeah.
He only did 2 movies. Ever.
There's no other movie he did that year.
I know.
Oh, you guys are good with years?
Yeah.
Jerry Maguire came out in 96.
I would have been like, Paulie?
Right?
Pluto Nash, maybe? All right, Neil has a point. We're playing to 2. And since Megan made him name it, we're going to start with Seth and then go towards Megan. Mm-hmm. And the categories you could choose from, Seth, mm-hmm. are the following. King of Pancakes category. That's the number one movie at the box office 10 years ago to this very day. 10 years ago to today. Or a category no one ever, ever, ever wants to pick called Peggy Sue Got Marley'd and Me. And that's films where Kathleen Turner dies. Somehow that one never gets chosen. And then at Fragrant Bleach suggested Top Build. And that's movies that were featured in tonight's game of Build a Title. Already been brought up.
Let's
and
go with that.
Already don't remember.
Yeah. It's been brought in. Let's go with that.
All right. Would you like a movie that had been brought up today from 1982 or 2010?
Ooh, interesting.
Not really.
Let's go 82.
Oh. Now that's, rarely do people go for the older ones. So that's an interesting movie.
That's the only year I was going to see movies.
2 stars from Leonard Maltin. He calls this movie...
Cute, barely credible.
No, he goes with different words, but a lot of them give stuff away.
He says, so let's use one of those.
He says... He says about this movie that the cinematography was by John Alcott.
Oh, I totally got it. I got it.
And that it was followed by several sequels from 1982, 2 stars, and he lists 5 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? The Zog.
Said
at the Zog on Twitter.
Said with such disdain. I can get in 3.
Megan. Wait a second. She challenged last time. Yeah, okay. We're doing it right.
Wait, what?
He said 3.
I know,
but I'm just thinking.
This movie's been mentioned tonight.
It had a lot of sequels.
Today.
It's been mentioned tonight.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I could get it in 2.
Ooh.
I'm pretty confident. Maybe I could get it in 2.
Total poker face.
I don't know. Do it. Name it in 2.
Okay, so you get 2 names, and the clues again are, we mentioned it tonight already, that it was, the cinematography was by John Alcott, and it was followed by several sequels, and your 3 names are Rod Loomis, the great Rod Loomis. Oh, 2 names, I'm sorry. Your 2 names are Rod Loomis.
Two names.
And John Amos.
That's not John Stamos?
No.
No, it's the white, I mean the
it's
black
the
version.
He's the opposite of John Stamos, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
He's yeah. the negative
He's
version.
The opposite of John Stamos yeah. in every possible way.
Yeah.
Neil wins.
I abstain.
Oh, you don't even have a guess? Well, remember when we were playing Build
Tin
a Title
Man
earlier?
That had no sequels. Tin Man had no sequels.
No, it didn't.
All those great Tin Man sequels.
Think of a movie that came up earlier tonight that had sequels. Shutter Island didn't have any?
Nope. Beast. Beastmaster. Beastmaster.
That's correct.
Very good, very good.
Did someone yell that out? Wow. How the fuck did you get that? That's crazy.
I remembered the title.
She remembered that it was mentioned earlier.
I can remember any of the titles, yeah.
I shouldn't have helped that much, but it's fun to watch this go continue. So now Megan has a point. And who challenged her? Neil? So we'll start with Seth and go towards Neil. And Seth gets to pick again. Nice job that last time. What would you like to play this time? Would you like natal attraction? That's movies hey. Where somebody has a baby. Could be right now. Me Love You Wrong Time. That's movies that have travel, like time travel, and they're romantic. Me Love You Wrong Time. Or at Gary's A Comic suggested 5-word review, and that's a movie where Leonard Maltin only used 5 words to review it.
Wow.
Which one of those do you like?
I'm going to go with...
Song It Up!
That is a great movie. I'm going to go with the first one, the baby one.
Natal Attraction.
Natal Attraction.
The year, you don't get to pick, it's only one movie. The year is from 2000. The year is 2007. It's not from 2007. The movie's from 2007. 3 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it is sweet. It's sweet. And he also says numerous celebrities appear as themselves. And there are 12 names. How many names, Seth?
Give me 4 names.
Wow, you guys are competitive. I like it.
I want this so bad.
That's what she said.
You are playing for the only black person here.
I know.
Reparations!
I'm playing for a guy who just cleaned out his house.
Yeah. And Megan is playing for Dirt Merchant. So we all know all know where we want this to go.
Do you give any good names or no? Are they all just sort of people with no?
Oh, you can't ask those sort of things. But okay. He's gonna say 4. He thinks he can get it 4 names.
No, well that's what I'm saying.
Reading
I
from the bottom.
Reading from the bottom.
Yeah. Fuck. Now you're getting it.
3 names.
3, he says. Damn!
Name it.
Okay, he gets 3 names.
You don't have to be a bitch about it.
Name it.
This is for the win, and I'm not even going to give you the clues again.
Can black dude help me?
I'm that confident in you.
Is that a rhetorical question?
Somebody gives birth in this movie. It's from 2007, and your 3 names are Bill Hader... Wait, or is it Haber? It says Haber. Bill Haber. Whoever that is. Kristen Wiig. That's definitely Kristen Wiig.
But it's spelled wrong?
That's definitely Kristen Wiig. 2 I's. And former guest on the show, possible future guest on the show, Alan Tudyk. Mm. Good old Tudyk is back. Gotta love Tudyk.
What Someone do you think it gives is? Birth.
Yeah, from 2007.
In 2007.
Kristen Wiig and Alan Tudyk.
And Hader.
People in the audience know it. I can hear grumblings and rumblings.
I don't want to cheat.
And
Megan, but black guy cannot help me.
Megan challenged you. Yeah.
So name it.
Yeah, so Megan Megan could win for Dirt Merchant if you can't name a 2007 movie where somebody gives birth.
So
everyone's going, people are yelling at their devices that are listening to this right now. Everyone's going insane.
Do you know what it is?
People are going mad. I have an idea.
Fuck. I want to say...
Say it.
I want to say Death at a Funeral.
But can I guess?
But I know Alan Tudyk was in that, and I know that's wrong.
Can no, I guess?
You can go ahead and guess.
Is it Baby Mama?
No. Do you have a guess? The whole audience knows
Name
what it.
It
is. Their seeds were together, Kristen Wiig and Alan Tudyk, because they worked at E! Entertainment Television, and they were telling Katherine Heigl to lose some fucking weight, and then she got pregnant. It's called Knocked Up! Megan is our winner!
Dirt Merchant! That funky merchant. Dirt merchant. Oh, love.
That's Baltimore pride right there.
Love, that's Baltimore love, pride. Love.
It's so weird. I was playing to lose.
Now, Stephen, you do get to name. Did you write? You didn't write a shithead on the back of your tape, did you? No, so here, write down on this piece of paper anywhere you want. Just write down someone for me to call a shithead. And where's Michael? Did you write one down on there? So come over here and use Stephen's table there to write something down.
Wait, so this is the second part of the game?
It's all over, man.
Wait,
you were great at it. You were great at it. And you'll be back. We'll
hey,
do
thanks.
It again.
Hey, thanks, man.
It's a very hard game.
But everyone knew it was Knocked
everyone
Up.
Everyone knew it was Knocked
I
Up.
I don't think, like, Knocked Up. Oh, Alan Tudyk. I didn't even remember he was in this show.
Yeah, yeah. Those are great scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kristen Wiig was so good in that, that's when Judd Apatow told said, her, yeah. You should make a whole movie. Seth, anything to plug? This is going to come out next Friday.
Friday.
Anything after that?
Always
watch Jimmy Fallon for you.
Yeah, I'm actually doing
cuddling with people.
I'm doing a lot of characters on the Fallon show. I'm actually doing a show in Montauk on July 3rd. If anyone's going to be out on the East End.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I give Black Dude the gift?
What?
Can I give Black Dude the gift I brought, or does it have to go to Dirt Merchant?
Dirt Merchant wins all the stuff. Yeah, that's how it works. But maybe he'd like something out of Seth's box.
You want to give him something? Well, there's a lot of books here because I forgot this is the city that reads.
But a lot of times,
I just remembered that.
Okay, those are good. Yeah, they get to make me call somebody a shithead, so it's a pretty good consolation prize.
Great.
So I'm sure he's very happy about that. And Neil, where are you going to be playing? Anywhere? What's your website?
Neil, you can listen to the Champs podcast on iTunes. It's fun. Yeah.
And Megan, what do you got coming up?
Well, a week previous to next week when this comes out, I was on it now.
Very nice.
So follow me on Twitter at Megan Nerringer.
Yeah, that's... At
I'm
Megan
not
Nerringer.
Say .com because I know how Twitter works.
At Megan Nerringer mic drop. That's your whole... And I've got shows this month in Los Angeles, Virginia Beach, Tulsa, Denver, and Oklahoma City. Go to DouglasMovies.com for more info. Thank you to all my guests. Thank you to Baltimore. Where's Dirt Merchant at? There you are. There's your bag of shit. Enjoy that bag of crap. And thanks again, you guys. I'll come back and do this as long as you guys keep showing up like this.
Great house. Amazing.
Yeah, you guys were great. And again, if you want to come to the 7 or 9:30, they're going to give you a ticket on the way out.
Yeah, come back and see him tonight. I'm going to hang out for pictures and stuff if you guys want to do that. I'm going to get a picture of you guys before you leave the stage, holding your name tags if possible. And we only went 2 minutes over. I'm so proud of myself. As always, Michael Jai White is a shithead.
It's hilarious.
And Jim Jeffries and Eddie Ifs is a shithead. Hit it.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess made.
makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Thanks, you guys. Thank you very much.